AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. Today, teachers will have a chance to return to Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School for the first time since a gunman killed 17 people there. As the grieving community continues burying its dead, there's word that an armed officer chose not to engage the shooter. Broward County Sheriff Scott Israel says he was devastated when he saw the school surveillance video.
What I saw was a deputy arrive at the west side of Building 12, take up a position, and he never went in.
The sheriff launched an investigation and the deputy resigned. President Trump says if more teachers were armed, we wouldn't have the problem we have with school violence.
I think a concealed permit for having teachers and letting people know that there are people in the building with guns, you won't have, in my opinion, you won't have these shootings because these people are cowards.
The president also supports raising the legal age to buy semi-automatic weapons to 21, something the NRA opposes, though he says they'll get on board. Missouri Governor Eric Greitens says he made a mistake, but he did not commit a crime. He's been indicted on a felony charge, accused of taking a compromising photo of his mistress and threatening to blackmail her with it if she ever revealed their extramarital affair. Our Jim Salter is in St. Louis.
Well, a grand jury in St. Louis has indicted Missouri's Governor Eric Greitens for first-degree invasion of privacy. This stems from an affair that he had in 2015, one that he's admitted to with his St. Louis hairdresser. The allegation is that he took a compromising photo of the woman without her consent, which makes it a violation of the law.
Florida executed a man last night who screamed, then yelled murderers as the legal drugs took effect. Eric Branch raped and killed a college student in 1993 after stealing her car. This is AP Radio News. Should emotional support animals be allowed on passenger planes? Jackie Quinn reports the debate continues.
Southwest Airlines says a child was injured as passengers boarded a flight in Phoenix bound for Oregon. A dog's teeth scraped the girl's forehead. Paramedics were called to make sure she was okay. The airline says the dog was in the plane's first row, and the owner said that he warned the girl not to approach the animal. Unlike guide dogs, support animals don't need training. Southwest, Delta, and United Airlines have already been reviewing their policies on support animals, with plans to ask for more paperwork from doctors on why they're needed and more assurances from the owners. I'm Jackie Quinn.
We've learned that sports executives expected Team USA to win 37 medals at the Winter Olympics. We have about 21 medals now. Even if things go well over the handful of remaining events, say experts, the team will fall short. I'm Rita Foley, AP Radio News.